Hey everybody, Josh here. It's in a world alternative media here. And many of you guys know of the constant factory fires we've been seeing around the world that I think are more than 50 times more than normal year over year. I mean, it's absolutely insane. There's a new one. This out of Gateway Pundit. Enormous fire breaks out at world's largest wholesale fresh produce market in Paris. It's an absolutely massive fire. It says the total destruction of the food supply chain in Western countries continues. A huge fire has broken out at a storage facility for fresh produce at the Rungis International Market in Val-de-Marne, Paris, France, on Sunday. Many firefighters have arrived to put out the fire. The smoke is visible for miles. According to reports, the fire department has the situation under control as of 2:10. No one was hurt, and the fire poses no threat of spreading. Well, it seems strange nonetheless that we have seen more than 100 factory fires in the last year. It doesn't make any sense at all. As a matter of fact, the statistical odds of it are almost impossible. This out of Gateway Pundit, it says, here is the updated list of U.S.-based food manufacturing plants destroyed under Biden regime. You can now participate and add more incidents on the interactive map. This is a controlled collapse of the supply chain, my friends. Add this to the fact that in places like the Netherlands, they got rid of 30, they're trying to get rid of 30% of farms in the second top agricultural exporter in the world, which is trying to do as well in Canada, and they're trying to do in Ireland while they're taking away property rights at the same time as the energy grid collapses, a controlled collapse, of course. At the same time as they come in with environmental policies that make it more difficult to trade, to ship, to transfer, and at the same time as inflation and recession is raging, causing it to be almost impossible for these farmers to make any profit. Again, people are dependent on the farms in the big cities, yet at the farms, they can't afford to make a profit, so they're going under, and the big cities are still dependent on them, and most people are moving into big cities. In fact, Bill Gates's Reg, The Guardian, and I call it Bill Gates's Reg, The Guardian, because he funds it so heavily, recently said we need to get rid of free-range farms and build urban sprawls to stop pollution. That is literally the opposite of the truth, but that is what they are saying. It's truly insane. So this is all part of the Great Reset, and I'm going to go into this here. I'm not going to do the full thing because it's a shorter video today. I'm not going to do the full promo, but make sure to go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration, garden resources, books on how to get started, and use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of these products in the United States. And even if you're not in the U.S., you should still use code WAM because, well, it helps keep our operation alive while keeping you alive. Because again, the war on humanity is being fought this way and they want you to be dependent. If you are independent, you win the war. This is how we win this battle against humanity. We need to win for humanity. And there's now new varieties over at heavensharvest.com. So you could use code WAM, W-A-M, and get this non-GMO storable food. This is very important stuff for the years to come. And I mean years. It's going to get really crazy. It's not going to just be a little pocket of time. They want us in food ration lines, and they are making it abundantly clear that this is the case, tied to social credit, tied to carbon credits, tied to a cashless society, tied to how much we heat our home, use gas, electricity, and water in our home, tied to a smart meter, tied to our carbon credit, tied to our bank account, tied to how much we can buy at the store and rationed in this controlled collapse, and tied to how much we can drive on the highways. Gateway Pundit, it says, here is the updated list of the U.S.-based food manufacturing plants destroyed under Biden regime. You can now participate and add more incidents on the interactive map. And you can see the map here. It's it's insane. They're everywhere, my friends. They're everywhere, except for in the extremely sustainable places. Imagine that. It's not happening in Russia. It's not happening in Morocco. It's not happening in Saudi Arabia, though. It seems to be they're one off of the peninsula there. But let's get into this. It says Joe Biden's Build Back Better is not working as planned, or is it? Gas prices are at record highs. The economy is in a recession. Parents have difficulty finding a baby formula, and the cost of everything is way up. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, there are currently no nationwide food shortages in the country. And I quote, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food, although in some cases, the inventory of certain foods at your grocery store may be temporarily low before stores can restock, the agency said on their website. Food production and manufacturing are widely dispersed throughout the U.S., and there are currently no widespread disruptions reported in the supply chain. Absolute lie. A Gateway Pundit reader sent us an updated list of the U.S.-based food manufacturing plants that were damaged from 2021 to 2022 under the Biden administration. These data were first published at Think Americana. Below is a list of the U.S. establishments that have been destroyed, damaged, or impacted by accidental fires, diseases, or general causes. Remember, I believe that, and I've reported on this before, that the elites are hoarding food that they are recalling, saying that it's poisonous for us when it's not, or they're just actually poisoning food supplies, but I think they're, which they obviously have done for a long time, but I believe that they are purposely pushing recalls, even in cases where there's zero examples of anyone getting sick from the thing they're recalling, and including chicken, and then they are hoarding it for themselves for the collapse of the supply chain while telling everyone not to be worried. Remember when they said, when the World Health Organization back in the beginning of 2020 said nothing to be worried about for the first time ever, like almost every other case where it was nonsense, they said, there's an emergency, everyone be scared, there's this pandemic coming. In 2020, they said there's nothing, just so they could smack us and have us unprepared for the lockdowns. Look, there was no risk of COVID, obviously, but the reality was that they absolutely destroyed the market. So no one was prepared for it, except for people that were very, very, very smart and ahead of the curve. But you see a list of all these fires here starting on, I think it looks like, let's see, January 11th, 2021, all the way through to the end of August 2022. And now we can add this new fire to the list in Paris. It just keeps happening. It says another reader of Gateway Pundit who wanted to stay anonymous has been doing extensive research regarding what is going on with the supply chain. And I quote, I have created an interactive map that lets you click on or hover over an icon, and it will provide all of the details of what happened at that location, including a link to the article, she said. Below is an excerpt of the email she sent to Gateway Pundit. It says, if I have any doubts about this being on purpose, that is completely gone at this point. It's almost terrifying seeing what's going on, and the majority of people have no idea. Every day, something else happens to add to this list. Things are happening so quickly now that it is mind-boggling. Big tech is covering most of these up or burying them so far down the feed that most people never see them. I have investigative skills that I have used my entire career, so I know how to get around all of that, or I would never have found what I have. I had not heard of anyone looking up actual grocery store fires, so that is what started me down this path. Once I saw how bad it was and the patterns that are happening, it was clear what they are doing. And I am now convinced they are getting people to help with this, just like they did with the election. I realized that Not all of these are on purpose, but once you see how big this is, it cannot be denied that something evil is going on and we are about to have our legs kicked out from under us. I wanted to see if you could send out an update for the map. When you first posted my map, there were so many people going to it that they told me it was going to cost several thousand dollars for a certain amount of views. I told them I didn't have money like that, so I would make it private for myself only, or to find another company. Apparently, word got around so fast that from your article, that people bombarded the map company and wanted it back. They contacted me and told me they decided to leave it up so they could get some good publicity, because at that point, I think it had almost 200,000 from people around the world views within a week or two. Since then, I have learned that people can participate in the map and help me add things that I may not be able to find, that are being hidden on purpose or that need to be corrected. I have made it to where anyone can add information for me, but it won't show up until I review and confirm if it is true. I'm trying to play catch up, but I'm still behind on the map right now. So this would be wonderful if people knew they could help. I honestly believe that it is all of our responsibility to try and warn people so they can prepare for what is coming. It's scary and heartbreaking, but I know that God has his hands in this. I also know that people like you and I were born for such a time as this, or God wouldn't have given us the skills and tools that we have to help get this word out. And it shows, again, the list of around 750 entries of food, meat, grocery, animals, farm, auto, RX, meds, building, chemicals, fuel, water, energy, destroyed, damaged between 2021 and 2022 around the world. So 750 entities. I mean, that is truly incredible. But you know, what I find interesting is that people say, oh, well, it's just a coincidence. First of all, when it gets to that point, there are no coincidences. It's like saying, oh, there's a coincidence that all these children suddenly have myocarditis and 100% of them have been jabbed. Yeah, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence there's a 163% increase in death year over year. It's not a coincidence that they're coming down with climate policies at the same time as this, at the same time as inflation, at the same time as energy crisis, at the same time as war, proxy war, disarmament, martial law edicts at, for example, House Resolution 4350 of the National Defense Authorization Act, or in Canada, the Emergency Planning Act, Sections 18 and 18.1. There's no coincidences there, my friends. And again, if one has to bet on this, either the government is incredibly stupid or they're doing it on purpose. And obviously they're doing it on purpose. The government cannot possibly look, bureaucrats are morons. Most of the government's made up of morons, but these people at the very top that are conspiring against us are genius. Really? They are committing psychological warfare. There's no way that they could accidentally do all these things at the same time, unless they were trying to collapse their empire. So that we move into the new one. The new one, of course, being BRICS, World Reserve Currency, tied to social credit, tied to a cashless currency, and tied to what we're allowed to eat, how much we're allowed to heat or cool our homes, electricity, gas, water, etc. And we are looking at ration lines being built. I mean, Bill Gates is buying up all this farmland, not using most of it on purpose. These climate policies are making it impossible for farmers to keep up. And then Bill Gates is buying up farmland in places like North Dakota next to the Chinese government, next to military bases below where they have climate camps set up, which recently leaked in Canada, which we showed from Winnipeg, Canada, above North Dakota, my hometown, showing that they had leaks for an armory and interrogation rooms at a climate facility in Winnipeg, Canada, where it also appears, well, we also know NORAD has a base up there as well. It's pretty obvious to anyone with a mind to think, two brain cells to rub together, that this is a controlled collapse. So that is why it's so important to be prepared, my friend. So as always, make sure I'm going to close this off now, because, you know, I'm not going to get deep into this as I always do, because we already know this stuff. But check those links below for ways to fight for your own humanity, because this is a war on humanity. If there's a war on humanity, the solution is to be more human, be more empathetic, be more conscious, and be more sustainable. And again, they say, the U.S. government says, Joe Biden says, that you'll need an F-15 fighter to stop the U.S. government. No, you don't. The war, they want to be violent. You cannot fall for that trick. They will get order out of chaos. What we need to do is be prepared, be independent. This is something that the government doesn't expect. They don't expect us to be independent. They want us to be dependent completely and on our knees and compliant out of desperation and fear. So what we need to do is go to those links below. Go to heavensharvest.com. Get long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's heirloom seeds. There's water filtration and storage. There's, you know, gardening resources, survival resources, a whole bunch of ways that you can help keep yourself alive. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of those products in the U.S. And even if you're not in the U.S., still use code WAM, because it helps keep our operation alive while keeping you alive in this war. In this war for humanity, for the next civilization. I want people like you out there fighting and creating a new civilization later, because you were sustainable. I don't want a bunch of hordes of slaves and people walking to their slaughter to make up the vast majority later on. This is a Tower of Babel. We need to defend ourselves. So again, there's heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. And of course, use WAM, code WAM, W-A-M. We also have WAMSurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on that link. We are retiring that right away into the next month, I believe. So make sure to get in on those deals while you still can. So again, that's WAMSurvival.com. And of course, we have the Lion Energy link in the description. It is a way for you to never run out of power. There's batteries, there lithium batteries, there's power banks, there's multiple different ways that you can save electricity, you can conduct electricity, there's solar panels, etc. This is extremely important going forward. It's not about climate change nonsense. This is about keeping yourself off the government's toll with their grid tied to your carbon credit, tied to your bank account. This is where they're going, my friends. This is extraordinarily important. So don't fall for their tricks. You need to get prepared. Having energy, having electricity that's not the government's is a very good idea. So check out that Lion Energy affiliate link in the description. You'll save money with us. And also, if you're worried about your savings accounts, if you're worried about your retirement, which most people are right now, and you're in the U.S., go and check out that bit.ly link in the description for Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor, certified financial planner. You can get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review with him if you go to that link. And it helps you, of course, keep your money safe. And again, he has been doing a great job, you know, keeping his clients' money safe against the Great Reset. He's totally red-pilled and he knows exactly what's going on. So get that initial consultation of the free portfolio review at that link and become a client of his at thelibertyadvisor.com. And of course, as always, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. We are retiring that link right away as well. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. Make sure to check those links below. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address. We have a Bitcoin address. And we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. We are viewer funded, so we truly appreciate it, my friends. Thank you to those who are already doing it. You are heroes, and you are keeping the mobilization of humanity alive going forward. Tip of the spear, my friends. Of course, we have a Teespring account for merchandise where you can purchase merchandise there at that link in the description. All of this is in the description. We have a Rockfin channel, World Alternative Media, where you can get exclusive content, including documentaries, Q&As, if you ask us questions, etc. $9.99 a month. That goes to those who pledge on Patreon and Subscribestar as well. We of course are on Telegram, World Alternative Media. We have a Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. We have a newsletter, www.imband.com. And of course, we are on band.video. We're on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Float.app, as well as Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And of course, we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts at World Alternative Media as well. We truly appreciate everyone watching. Live by example. Always, my friends, this is your opportunity to stand up for the future of humanity. This is a very important time, and it is an honor to live in this truly important time, as crazy as it might be. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you haven't already. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.